This morning on WCHL, we've got our first forecast for snow, and it's arrived sooner than expected. We'll have the latest predictions for you. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt's newest hire will be in charge of the university's image and comes with more than a quarter century of experience. Chancellor Folt says she wants to break down the silos at UNC to allow for better work across the departments.
Within departments, you no longer have people that were necessarily just of that field.
And the group responsible for steering the planning of the OB Greek development says it needs more time and more help.
One of the biggest concerns was to make sure that whatever product that was produced was specific enough to give council direction in what they wanted to do.
These stories and much more. Plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And at WCHL Championship Sports this morning, all four number one seeds in the NCAA Women's Soccer Tournament come from the ACC. And UNC Women's Basketball fell to Tennessee last night in Carmichael. And Art Chansky also has today's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 36 degrees in Chapel Hill, 35 this morning in Carborough. Partly sunny this morning and cloudy in the afternoon. Showers likely and a chance of a little snow activity this afternoon. Temperatures will fall from the middle 50s into the low 40s. This afternoon, so we'll keep a very close eye on it. Winter weather has made its way into the forecast for the first time this season, really, but National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Locklear says it's likely just for the spectacle today. Should be nice to look at.
Yeah, there's a possibility. We're looking at a Arctic cold front that's basically approaching the mountains this morning, and it's going to quickly surge south and across North Carolina between basically late morning through the early afternoon. Behind that front, there's a very powerful upper-level trough that's going to swing across, and that's going to help produce some very light precipitation. It should initially fall as rain, but there will be a brief period that we could see it change over to snow before the precipitation basically dries out. We're not expecting any snow accumulations or really any impact from the snow, but it will be pretty neat just to look outside and see a few snowflakes.
Well, yesterday in our forecast, we were talking about how there might be a little snow in the mountains of North Carolina, but certainly not here in the Triangle. What's changed since yesterday?
Well, a whole lot hasn't changed. Whenever you have a system that's just as strong as this one is, and what's incredible is the amount of cold air. As soon as the front comes through, the cold air is, cold air convection is going to be really strong, and just a little bit of precipitation can give you the difference between snow or no snow. They're still expecting maybe 2 to 3 inches in the mountains, but for here, it's just going to be just a sight to see. But the story here is going to be just how cold this air mass is. And starting tonight and continuing Wednesday and Wednesday night, we're going to see temperatures basically 20 degrees below normal.
Once again, that is National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Locklear, who will continue to stay in touch with the NWS and let you know what's happening. It is really going to be cold, low tonight in the upper 20s, and then tomorrow night in the middle 20s. Upper 20s again on Thursday night as well, so three consecutive nights below freezing. Police are investigating an armed robbery and assault that happened on Monday morning near the intersection of Franklin Street and Church Street. According to reports, two male non-university students were approached by three males after leaving an establishment on Franklin Street around 2 o'clock in the morning. After a brief conversation, the three males drove away in a silver sedan and returned shortly after in that same vehicle, got out of it, and assaulted the two victims, taking a wallet and a cell phone. No weapons were reportedly seen. The assailants were described as three black males in their mid-20s of average height and slim build. One suspect reportedly has short dreadlocks. Investigators are asking anyone with information about the incident to call the Chapel Hill Police Department or contact the Chapel Hill Carborough UNC Crime Stoppers Unit. We have those numbers on our website at chapelborough.com. Calls are confidential and anonymous. Joel Curran, a senior executive in one of the world's largest public relations agencies, has been named UNC's first vice chancellor for communications and public affairs. Curran, a Carolina alumnus, is a 27-year veteran of the public relations industry. He's the managing director of the flagship New York office for MSL Group, the world's fourth largest public relations and engagement agency, and has also worked for the Walt Disney Company. He currently serves as a member of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communications Board of Advisors. As Vice Chancellor, Curran will be the university's senior public relations leader and will manage the overall efforts to help promote Carolina's mission with key audiences, and will oversee a university relations staff that works closely with other campus colleagues. Chancellor Carol Fold announced the appointment after a national search. Curran will take office on the 2nd of December. Though the details are shrouded in secrecy, University Mall General Manager Peter De Leon confirmed on Friday afternoon that a key new addition would be coming to the mall on South Estes Drive. The name of the new tenant will be revealed at a ceremony on November 12th at the mall's main stage. That, of course, is today. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, Economic Development Officer Dwight Bassett, and local Chamber of Commerce President Aaron Nelson will all be on hand to make the announcement. Speculation has swirled in recent months about the fate of the Dillard's department store at University Mall, but De Leon said he could not discuss the location of the new anchor. Join University Mall today as it makes a major announcement that will transform University Mall into a premier triangle lifestyle and entertainment destination. That's all they're saying right now. That announcement, more particulars, coming at 10 a.m. on the performance stage at University Mall. We'll all find out together. The Obie Creek Compass Committee told the Chapel Hill Town Council last night they need more time to complete their work. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The 17-member Obie Creek Compass Committee unanimously petitioned the Chapel Hill Town Council last night to postpone its final report to the council until after the start of the new year. Councilmember Donna Bell, who serves as a liaison to the committee, said the group also wants more guidance from the council.
One of the biggest concerns was to make sure that whatever product that was produced was specific enough to give council direction in what they wanted to do.
The Obie Creek Compass Committee is in the first phase of the negotiation process for a development agreement. The committee's report, which was due to go to the council November 25th, will help the council decide whether to enter into the second phase of the process, in which town leaders would negotiate directly with the developer to hash out a long-term building plan for the 124-acre site along 15501 across from Southern Village. The current plan calls for approximately 1.5 million square feet of retail, office, and housing, ranging from 3 to 6 stories with underground parking. Developer Roger Perry told the council he supports the committee's stance, but he asked that town staff spend the interim months considering how to proceed should the council vote to enter into the second phase of negotiation.
We'd like to ask that we try to stay and adhere somewhat to the schedule by asking the staff to go ahead and do the planning and the logistics of how phase two would work. At the risk of being alarmist, I would say to you that we've been talking about this for 3.5 years, and if we wait long enough, many of the choices that you may have as to what should be done to this property may be made for you by the actions of others. And so we do believe there is some sense of urgency.
Councilmember Sally Green said she'd agree to Perry's request, as long as it was clear the move was not a sign that the council endorses the second phase of the development agreement process.
This is a procedural step that seems to make sense under the circumstances, and it's not telling the staff or the community that we're going to phase two.
The council agreed, voting unanimously to extend the deadline while also investigating how the next phase could proceed. The Obie Creek Compass Committee's report will return to the council in January. In the meantime, the group will hold 2 meetings in the next month to allow for greater public comment and to finalize the report. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC Chancellor Folt, if we may get back to the university now, says she wants to break down the silos at Carolina to allow the different schools and departments to better work together.
Within departments, you no longer have people that were necessarily just of that field. So we organize around curricular fronts, but we work across those disciplines. Biologists work with chemists, work with social scientists. So whatever we can do that can make it easier for faculty to share in the teaching of courses, easier for students to work with faculty from more than one department.
The chancellor spoke with WCHL's Jim Hevner in a news special for her first conversation to you after taking office in July. She says in some cases the breaking down of silos or departments even allows for teachers and students to work across school borders.
The biomedical engineering degree that has been created with state and with Carolina is one of the best examples in the nation that I can already see where people have de-siloed and tried to look for a new convergence. But it can happen in any department and in any division of the institution.
And Chancellor Folt says this is something in which the department heads have already expressed interest.
And there's a lot of excitement about it because faculty have known that some of the most exciting work always comes when you're in between things. That's where the energy arises. So I think there's a lot of will. Doesn't mean it's always going to be easy. Sometimes you have to give up authority around certain functions that can then be shared. You know, there's decisions that have to come, but there's certainly an appetite here.
As budget cuts continue and the economy struggles to recover, added pressure is put on the finances of the university. The chancellor has a plane at her disposal, but this chancellor says when she gets a chance, she'd rather take a car.
We really try to minimize the use of the planes, at least for my travel. If it's really necessary, I can use that.
Have you been cautioned about the use of planes? There was a lot of criticism, a lot of attention to the previous chancellor's use of the planes.
Well, I think we're just very aware that we're trying to keep our expenses down and do what we can to really run the institution with the dollars that we have in a very strategic way.
Stay tuned to the WCHL Morning News at 8:45 this morning. We'll bring you part two of Jim's interview with Chancellor Folt, and we'll bring you parts three and four on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. You can hear the whole conversation on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time 7:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. When you need a new watch battery, something really simple like that, or maybe something really special like an engagement ring, Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, next door to Whole Foods. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound between NC 86 and NC 54, seeing some delays right now. Also, 15501 southbound between Estes Drive and the East Franklin Split, seeing some delays as well. Estes Drive between NC 86 and Franklin Street, seeing some delays at this time. And Franklin Street northbound between Estes Drive and 15501, also seeing delays. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard moving without delays right now. The Durham Freeway, I-40, and NC 54. Also not reporting any delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you again in just a little while here.
You bet.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Meadowmont Village in Chapel Hill. 37 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny this morning and cloudy with showers likely in the afternoon with a chance of snow showers this afternoon. Not looking for anything serious, not anything really big, just a little bit of snow flurry activity. Breezy, high today in the middle 50s, and then temperatures are going to fall gradually down into the low 40s by the end of the day. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Now tonight, partly cloudy, and then clearing after midnight. Colder, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high only in the low 40s. Tomorrow night, clear, cold, lows in the mid-20s. On Thursday, sunny, not as cool with the highs in the low 50s, but still cold on Thursday night with the lows down into the upper 20s. We're talking about some really cold weather coming up here for the next three or four days. And again, a chance of snow.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
7:20 at WCHL. The Interfaith Council's annual RSVVP event is happening today. It's a chance for the community to provide meals for families in need and also to treat their own palates. IFC Executive Director John Dorward explains the RSVVP stands for Restaurant Sharing 10%. The V's are Roman numerals.
It's fantastic that we've got so many local restaurants that take part in this. Those restaurants are giving up 10% of their daily take, and in many cases that might be their profit for the day, so We thank them very much.
You won't have any problem finding a participating restaurant or business. There should be a sign at the door Also, there will be tent placards on the tables. From ice cream at Ben & Jerry's on Franklin Street to Bandito's Mexican Cafe in Hillsboro, restaurants all over the place will be participating in the event from breakfast till dinner and any snacks in between. This year's RSVBP event is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Proceeds go to the IFC's two food programs, the Community Kitchen, which served more than 80,000 hot meals last year, and the Food Pantry in Carver.
The difference between the haves and the have-nots mm-hmm. is kind of bigger and growing on all the time. So there are an awful lot of people who really are not necessarily making it.
Well, last year, this event raised more than $20,000 for Interfaith Council hunger relief programs. Dorwood says this is the time of the year when their attention turns to providing holiday meals for families in need.
And we're going to try to do 400 families again this year for both Christmas and for Thanksgiving. And $25, just $25, will pay for an entire meal for a family.
For a full list of participating restaurants, you can read this story on our website, chapelbro.com. The founder and the dynamo behind the whole RSVBP event, Irene Brigham, will be with us in just a little while to talk more about this big event. But again, it is today. If you're going to eat out somewhere today, make sure you do it at a participating restaurant and help the cause. 7:22 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you by UNC Healthcare. I'm Ron Stutz. Number 12-ranked Tar Heel women's basketball team gave it a good fight last night, but ultimately dropped an 81-65 decision to the number 4 Tennessee Volunteers in Carmichael Arena. The loss moved Carolina to 1-1 in the season. The Lady Vols are now 2-0. Associate head coach Andrew Calder says he takes the blame for not preparing the offense to run smoothly.
We're going to continue to work. We're going to continue to get better. It's our job to make sure they take good shots. And it's our responsibility, it's my responsibility to make sure they take good shots and I get them good shots. They had to take some 4 shots tonight. We're not getting our offense as much as we wanted to. Again, that responsibility is on me.
Despite the loss, Coach Calder says he was happy about the team's fighting qualities out of the court and the toughness they displayed through Carolina's advantage in shots made inside the paint.
But we battled hard. McDaniel had 10 boards. Really impressed with that. Avunga had 12. Lisa Gray had 10. Those had 6, 5, and 6 offensive rebounds, which is pretty good against Tennessee, which has a major tradition of rebounding.
The Tar Heels went on a 6-minute scoring drought to start out the second half. Coach Calder says you just can't afford those lapses against a quality team like Tennessee.
And we just got to continue to work hard and continue to talk and communicate, and we'll get better. But yeah, the droughts obviously hurt, especially against a talented team as Tennessee.
All in all, there were some positives to take out of the night as 4 Tar Heels finished in double figures. The talented freshman gained some valuable experience early on in the season, but Coach Calder says he has no excuses for the youth on his team.
Oh, no question. We'll learn a lot from this. As far as the young, we give no excuses. People say that. We give no excuses. We got talented basketball players. And we'll get better and better, and we'll learn from this.
You can read the full game recap on our website, chapelbro.com. Coach Andrew Calder, the interim head coach, filling in for Sylvia Hatchell, who is doing quite well, we understand. The North Carolina women's soccer team is in the NCAA tournament field once again, earning its first number 1 seed in 3 years. Tar Heels will play host to Big South Conference champ Liberty on Saturday afternoon at 2 in the first round of this year's championship. Carolina enters this tournament with a 17-4 overall record. The Flames, who beat Radford in the Big South Conference tournament finale on Sunday, 5-0, 16-5-1. Gates and Fetzer Field will open this Saturday at 1. Tentative ticket prices are $8 for adults, $5 for students, $3 for group tickets. The defending NCAA champion Tar Heels are a number 1 seed for the first time since 2010. They won the title a year ago as a number 2 seed. Carolina's won 21 of the previous 31 NCAA championships. Just think about that. 31 NCAA championships. Carolina has won 21 of them. 2 out of 3, basically. Carolina's been one of the top 4 seeds in every NCAA tournament except 2000, 2011, and 2012. Riding a 3-game win streak and heading into a road showdown with Pittsburgh, the Tar Heels are riding high. Positive vibes were never more evident than on Monday as football players Jabari Price and Marquise Williams faced the media. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
Wow, what a turnaround for the Tar Heels, and what a difference in mood around the Keenan Football Center. With the Tar Heels now riding a three-game win streak into their Saturday showdown at Pittsburgh, the team seems to be riding their 1-0 each week mantra right into the postseason. Can anyone stop this re-energized and motivated Carolina team? If you will remember, just 3 weeks ago, Coach Fedora's boys were 1-5 and residing in the basement of the ACC. Senior cornerback Jabari Price says helping the Tar Heels claw their way back to relevancy was one of the toughest things he's ever had to go through.
Probably the most difficult thing I ever had to do in my life. I've never been 1-5 in my life, and it was actually the first time I actually had to deal with something like that. But talking with some of the older guys and Coach Fedora and stuff, you know, he texted me after the Miami loss, and it was like he didn't want the team, you know, to get complacent with that losing feeling, and that was my biggest fear. You know, everybody thinking this a norm, and it's not.
The UNC secondary has only given up one passing touchdown the past couple games, a complete turnaround from the struggles encountered earlier in the season. Price says the increased pressure from the defensive line has really helped free him up to make plays.
That starts with the pressure up front. You know, the quarterbacks haven't had much time as they had in the past on us. That's basically cutting out the work for the secondary for me, Trey, Brian Walker. And that's basically just cutting out our workforce and having us make plays and, you know, play with instincts. You know, we normally in the past we played not to mess up. Now we're playing to make plays, and it's really starting to show.
Price says he faced the Pitt quarterback his freshman year when he was under center for Rutgers. Although he understands the passing threat, he says it's hard to get a feel for what Pitt team they will face this weekend.
Well, we played against this quarterback my true freshman year. You know, he's a good passer from what I see. I watched tape on him against Duke, and he tore it up. And, you know, it's kind of hard to get a good feel for this team. They come out and beat the brakes off Notre Dame and come out and just lost to Navy. You know, it's kind of hard to get a good feel.
Sophomore quarterback Marquise Williams says injured senior Bryn Renner is like his big brother and always gives him sound advice for leading the team.
That's like my big brother. I mean, I look up to him each day and out. You know, when things aren't going well, I know I can call him. If I'm down, I know I can call him. So he's just like that. That big brother figure, you know, just a different race, you know, I look at it, but he's always going to be there for me, you know, he's going to keep moving me forward to keep helping me, encourage me.
Williams says he thinks Pitt's big upset win over Notre Dame Saturday will help Carolina focus on the task at hand. Williams says he is relishing the opportunity to go on the road for the showdown.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to be pumped and ready to go. That's a good football team they beat Notre Dame, man. We're going to be ready to go, too, so we just can't wait for the showdown to go on Saturday.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
728 at WCHL, I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Why does the so-called Champions Classic have the same four teams for six straight years? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. No question that tonight's made-for-ESPN doubleheader in Chicago is a great official start to the college basketball season. No matter how it comes out at the end, few could argue that Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, and Michigan State are not currently among the four best teams in college basketball, if not the four best. But this is the third straight season of the same doubleheader, with the team switching opponents every year, like a golf foursome plays California and changes partners every six holes. And incredibly, ESPN has just signed up the same four teams for three more years of the same doubleheader. Smells like a Krzyzewski to me. Because ESPN controls everything in life but the NCAA basketball tournament, the worldwide leader is in the business of dominating the regular college season with November tournaments and matchups that they create, organize, and televise. And they recruit teams with the allure of cable TV and plenty of guaranteed money. I may be wrong, but I was under the impression that this particular 14 doubleheader was going to alternate participants every year. And then it became a three-year deal. Now it's a six-year deal. The highest profile possible as recruits are getting ready to pick their schools in the fall signing period. Krzyzewski and Duke were surely the first to be contacted. And Coach K said, "I'll do it, but of course Carolina or any other ACC school that we play twice during the regular season cannot be included." Don't you think Kentucky's John Calipari said the same thing about Louisville and Rick Pitino? And Tom Izzo in Michigan State said the same, as did Bill Self in Kansas? This is one of those free enterprise deals where the rich get richer and makes all the other college coaches looking in from the outside cringe. You mean Carolina, UCLA, and Indiana don't belong in a group with Louisville, too? What about Arizona and Georgetown? Or pick any two other schools that have won a national championship once in the last 15 years, like Duke. I remember when Coach K claimed Dean Smith and UNC took advantage of a double standard. Now they're saying the same thing about Duke, except with the whole world watching on ESPN. This is our chance, Dean. See ya.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
All right, 37 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Look for a high today in the middle 50s and maybe some snow this afternoon.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's 7:31 at WCHL. Winter weather made its way into the forecast for the first time this season, but National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Locklear says it's likely just for the spectacle today. In other words, it should be very nice to look at, but we're not expecting it to cause any problems.
Yeah, there's a possibility. We're looking at an Arctic cold front that's basically approaching the mountains this morning, and it's going to quickly surge south and across North Carolina between basically late morning through the early afternoon. Behind that front, there's a very powerful upper-level trough that's going to swing across, and that's going to help produce some very light precipitation. It should initially fall as rain, but there will be a brief period that we could see it change over to snow before the precipitation basically dries out. We're not expecting any snow accumulations or really any impact from the snow, but it will be pretty neat just to look outside and see a few snowflakes.
Well, yesterday in our forecast, we were talking about how there might be a little snow in the mountains of North Carolina, but certainly not here in the Triangle. What's changed since yesterday?
Well, a whole lot hasn't changed. Whenever you have a system that's just as strong as this one is, and what's incredible is the amount of cold air. As soon as the front comes through, the cold air is, cold air convection is going to be really strong, and just a little bit of precipitation can give you the difference between snow or no snow. They're still expecting maybe 2 to 3 inches in the mountains, but for here, it's just going to be just a sight to see. But the story here is going to be just how cold this air mass is, and starting tonight and continuing Wednesday and Wednesday night, we're going to see temperatures basically 20 degrees below normal.
Once again, that is National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Locklear. It is 37 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Expecting some very cold weather over the next three nights in a row, with the lows all three nights in the 20s, so below freezing. Get ready for that, and maybe a little snow this afternoon. Joel Curran, a senior executive in one of the world's largest public relations agencies, has been named UNC's first vice chancellor for communications and public affairs. Curran is a Carolina alum, a 27-year veteran of the public relations industry. He's the managing director of the flagship New York office for MSL Group, the world's fourth largest public relations and engagement agency, and he's also worked for the Disney Company. He currently serves as a member of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communications Board of Advisors. As Vice Chancellor, Curran will be the university's senior public relations leader and will manage the overall efforts to help promote Carolina's mission with key audiences, and will oversee a university relations staff that works closely with other campus colleagues. Chancellor Carol Folden made that announcement after a national search. Curran will take office on December 2nd. And coming up next hour on WCHL, you'll hear more from Chancellor Carol Folt. And at 8:45 this morning, the second segment of the interview with Jim Hebner and Carol Folt coming up on WCHL. Carver Alderman will consider creating a downtown parking plan when the board meets tonight. Town staffers say it could cost about $100,000 to hire a consultant to help draft the plan, which would examine the availability of residential and business parking around the downtown area and outline ways to manage the town's supply of parking. The board will also consider whether to continue to partner with Orange County to provide residential recycling pickup once funding runs out for the current curbside service in June of 2014. Board meets tonight, 7:30, Carrboro Town Hall. More details on that meeting next hour. And the Orange County Commissioners will consider design options for the Cedar Grove Community Center and hear an update on a plan to launch an Orange County Fair when the board meets tonight. The Cedar Grove Community Center project is estimated to cost about $2 million and would renovate portions of a former school site to provide space for community meetings, recreation, and internet access. The board will also discuss a plan to host a weekend fair in the spring of 2015, showcasing Orange County art, agriculture, history, and music. Councilor Mark Dorison has been behind this idea. The board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Link Government Services Center in Hillsborough. 7:35 at WCHL. I'm Ross Dutz. Today is a very special day. We have a couple of very special people in with us this morning. First of all, John Dorward. You heard from him a little while ago. He's the executive director of the IFC. John, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us this morning, Ron.
And I'm amazed that you could slow down this absolute dynamo and piece of machinery over here. Irene Brigeman, pull that microphone just a little closer to you if you don't mind, Irene. Irene is the energy behind the whole RSVVP celebration.
Good morning, Ron.
Yeah, welcome for coming.
This ain't my time of day, but for you,
I thought every
I'm up and I'm at 'em.
I thought every day was every time of the day was your time of the day, especially on RSVVP day. For the folks who don't know, what is this about?
RSVVP means restaurant share, Roman numeral V for 5 plus 5 or 10%. Mm-hmm. These wonderful restaurant owners, managers pledge to give us, on their honor, 10% of the day's take, one day a year. It's usually the second Tuesday of November. And this is an important part of the IFC budget for their hunger relief programs.
Listen, if you're going to go out and eat breakfast somewhere this morning or eat lunch or dinner, whatever the case may be, go to a participating business and do it there. John Dorward can tell you where the money is going to go.
The money goes to our food programs, and one of those programs is the Community Kitchen, which is in the old municipal building downtown. And last year, and I heard you doing the story earlier, over 80,000 meals were served, and we serve three hot meals a day, every single day of the year down there. And then the other half of that program is the food pantry, and that works out of the Douglas Building in Carrboro. And we have over 4,100 households that are currently card-carrying members who are eligible to come in once every 30 days to get help with groceries.
I don't think most people realize so many people are involved in this program. So many people need this program. We're not talking about just homeless people here either. We're talking about a lot of people who work full-time, work really hard, and just can't make the ends meet.
And that's exactly true. I mean, we have an awful lot of our people that come into the pantry who do have jobs, and maybe they're at a service-level entry job, something along those lines. These are people, as you say, who go to work every single day, but they don't make a lot of money. And therefore, from time to time, they need a little help to be able to get through the month.
Irene Brigeman, when people see you coming, they usually know what it's about, and very few people say no to you. I'm amazed at the number of restaurants you're participating. How many are there, and what kind of a scope are we talking about here?
We have a terrific representation this year. We have 102 restaurants in every geographic location in town, north, south, east, west, Carrboro, east and west, Franklin Street, Metamont, Timberline.
Hillsborough, too.
Cole yeah. Park Plaza, Hillsborough. We don't usually solicit the Hillsborough area, but when they volunteer to join us, we mm-hmm. allow their participation, obviously. And every cuisine, every price range. And today, if you're out in the little snowflakes, you get extra credit in heaven.
This, this speaks to the generosity of our community because they have tried this in other communities in the Triangle. Didn't work nearly as well as it works right here. And, of course, we have Irene Brigeman living here.
And, Ron, that is the deal. That really is the answer. People always say, well, how could the larger towns like Durham and Raleigh not make this work?
Yeah.
And I said they didn't have an Irene to make sure that it would function just the way it does every
year. Exactly. And it really is, over the years, how much money has this program raised? Anybody have a number on that?
Yeah.
We do. Over the 24 years up till now, this is mm-hmm. our 25th year, it has raised $410,770.
Wow. That's a lot.
And that's sometimes 60 cents on a lunch meal, and there you need a lot of 60 cents to get to that amount. But every bit of it is to put some nutritious food into the hands of those in need.
that is feeding a lot of hungry people, and that's wonderful. But thank you for doing it. It's underway now. Dine out, make a difference all day today, all the way up until midnight tonight for the folks who are open that late. RSVVP is celebrating its 25th year, and I know you got a lot of restaurants participating and bars and everything else, but also you have some event sponsors who are helping out with, you know, everything from printing costs to whatever they can do. I mean, there's so many people involved in this that you can thank.
And we certainly do thank them, because the event sponsors are the ones who actually come across with cold, hard cash to pay the expenses. There are some minor expenses that go along with, obviously, putting this program on. And
sure,
we really thank them. And we hope people will consider, you know, as they're needing services during the course of the year, that they will go to those and that they will go to the restaurants that are participating restaurants. Remember those people the rest of the year, because it's this maybe only happens once a year, but the need is out there all the time.
Well, let me just say that on behalf of everybody here at WCHL, we are really proud to be a part of this and for having been a part of it the whole time. So thank you so much.
You're part of the 25-year honorees.
Yeah, well,
that's right.
I'm honored to be in the same room with you guys. So,
thank you, Ron.
Thanks
thank
very
you
much
for this opportunity and the shout-out for RSVVP.
And thanks for bringing in food from one of our participating restaurants, Sunrise Biscuit Kitchen, this morning. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
and
Ron.
And you give me snow in return on the one day I need good weather. I mean, come on, Ron.
I'm sorry, man. I did my best to hold it off, but, you know, it looks like it's coming. But it's not going to cause any problems. Nobody get worried about that.
We'll be out and about, eating all day long.
Have a good day. Yeah, I know you'll probably eat about 18 meals today, won't you? It's 7:41 at WCHL. Coming up next, Lawrence Sanders has today's commentary.
Hi, I'm Mike Benson, Chapel Hill class of 85 and owner of North Carolina's most unique and eclectic restaurants, the Southern Rail, right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Built out of vintage railroad cars and the original University train station, we serve lunch and dinner and brunch on the weekends. We are open 7 days a week and offer free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Feast in a 1930s dining carriage and watch a train go by, or enjoy a fresh mint julep in the incomparable bar car. The Southern Rail, it will take you back.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Clara, an 82-year-old ex-dancing queen seeking a caring soul who enjoys pasta and is comfortable driving. Find out if you're Clara's perfect match by becoming a home instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local services, expert insights on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'm Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. We started in 1993 here in Chapel Hill. We have 11 locations throughout the Triangle and Triad. In 2000, I bought a very large independent agency, and instead of naming it the Mark Vitale Agency, believe it or not, my 8-year-old son came up with this idea. Dad, why don't you just call it All About Insurance? All About Insurance just sounded exactly who we are. We're all about insurance. We know all about insurance, all lines. We are the leaders in auto, home, financial services. We have a health insurance company. We try to do everything well, and we try to teach our people continuously of the new things that are happening. They're always learning what's next and what's going to come in the future. I believe that it's a profession. It's not a job. And when my people come to work, that they need to believe that they are doing something that is honorable. We talk to you and see what you need for insurance. Assets can be replaced. Dreams can't be replaced. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard. Check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been the professionals on 97.9 FM WCHL. Local services, expert insights.
37 degrees in Chapel Hill, 36 in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler. 744 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lawrence Sanders. I've been working with others to open Orange County's first Boys and Girls Club in Chapel Hill. There is increased support as of lately, but when I met with resistance, I am often told that we already have a YMCA, so a Boys and Girls Club is not needed. I, of course, beg to differ. The YMCA is a great organization, but guess what? The Boys and Girls Club is also a great organization. There is a need for both, possible for them to coexist. Look no further than the Triangle, and you will see that the Y and clubs coexist in both Raleigh and Durham. They also coexist in Greensboro, High Point, and Winston-Salem. I know those are not college towns like Chapel Hill, but Charlottesville, Virginia, the home of UVA, is a college town, and they coexist there as well. The bottom line is that there is no one-size-fits-all. There are lots of children in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and all of Orange County that need the support of programs like the ones offered by not only the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club, but also programs offered by Grape Arbor, the Northern Orange Education Task Force, 4-H, Communities in Schools, and others. There are 2,418 Orange County families with children from 5 to 17 years of age that live in poverty. And you can best bet that a good number of those families live in or near Chapel Hill and Carrboro. So if we're going to debate, let's have a debate on what is the best way to channel resources to all of these organizations. This is Lawrence Sanders.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
746 at WCHL, it's Ron Stutz and Rand Northam in the studio this morning. Rand, we had a great time last night.
Ooh, yeah.
Grand prize drawing for
New York City.
Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagrove's Insurance. And everybody was there at R&R Grill.
We're going to talk to the lucky winner next hour,
yeah,
too.
Dave Tauber is going to be in here.
Yeah.
He was really happy.
Oh, man. He was.
Yeah.
He almost collapsed. He just, his knees kind of buckled, and he couldn't believe it.
Well, he's got a bad knee.
Well, there's that, too.
Oh, he was playing golf down in Florida. He says the courses down there are really tough. But at any rate, Dave Tauber is the winner. And we just had so many people there last night having such a good time.
You know, it's funny. I brought Randy, my wife, out there last night, too, and she was just so surprised that everybody who came up to us and were like, hey, you guys just got married, didn't you? Or, hey, congratulations. And Randy realized just how much our life is no longer private because I am on the radio. So.
No way. No way, baby. It's changed forever.
And Bev, I'm sure, talked about that a little bit last night.
And we had, it was so many great listeners there last night.
Many
of our advertisers who helped us put on that contest.
It was outstanding.
Really cool thing is next year, Roy was there.
Yeah, that was fun.
But the really cool thing next year is we're going to send somebody to the Bahamas.
It just keeps going.
Yeah.
And just keeps getting bigger. We had a lot of people there last night, and we're going to have more sponsors, I'm sure, next year, and more prizes, and more, it's going to get bigger and bigger for you, the listener.
Just a variety of ways you can get involved in the contest.
That's right.
Just by listening, number one, but also our website, chapelbro.com, our Facebook page, the list goes on and on and on, registering in all our great sponsor locations. We'll tell you more about that as we get closer to it next year, but if you didn't get involved this year, you need to do it next year. All right, we have lots of things going on at chapelbro.com. One will be a photo gallery from last night, I'm
very
sure.
Very sure, yeah.
Don't know if it's up there yet, but it will be.
That's right.
And what else has happened?
Well, Aaron Keck, our afternoon and evening news host, has another daily column. It's A Day at Southern Season or From Beer to Eternity. It's a two-part series and a great commentary from Aaron about the University Mall that will soon see some changes. We're going to have that announcement coming at 10 o'clock this morning. Rachel Nash will be there, and we'll have that story for you when the announcement comes out. But a big change set to come at University Mall. So.
Yeah, it's got something to do with entertainment.
That's right.
But we don't know exactly what it is.
We shall see.
Yeah.
Also, this is my favorite time of year. Mm-hmm. You've got sports galore. Mm-hmm. The women's soccer team is in the national championship run as they make it into the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
The women's basketball team last night, it's an unfortunate loss against Tennessee, but Tennessee just an...
Oh, there you go.
You talk about UNC women's soccer soccer. Talk about Tennessee women's basketball.
Sort of the same thing,
Sort of. I think there's a little more dominance by UNC women's basketball. Women's soccer, but
yeah.
Tennessee very, still very strong. You've got that. You've got football, men's basketball, field hockey in the NCAAs, all kinds of different things going on and just some great stuff. So
everybody is excited about this football team, too. Yeah,
exactly. On quite the streak now. So all that is covered on our website, chapelboro.com, and we invite you to check that out. Of course, Huddle Up with the Heels specifically for football. Mm-hmm. You can play college pick 'em, and we hope that you do. I'm going to try to do a little bit better this week. And, Ron, well, you just stick where you are and don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, thanks. I'm not hurting myself. I can promise you I've given up on exerting myself because it's not helping. So,
well, I closed my eyes just a moment ago and just clicked a couple and made my picks.
I'm going to base all my picks this week on the mascots.
There you go. That sounds good.
The best mascots.
Exactly. So. Well, all that and much more available on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Okay. Don't go anywhere. Let's do traffic and weather.
I'm right here.
Traffic brought to you this morning by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner is the place to go, and they are one of the participating restaurants in the RSVBP Day.
Quite a few
going on today. Yeah, just about anybody you can name. All right, now here's traffic from Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. I-40 heading eastbound between the South Point area and NC-55, just past that, actually, up to the Durham Freeway. Seeing moderate delays, nothing major right now. NC-54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, also seeing delays. 15501 southbound between I-40 and the Franklin Street or Ephesus Church Road area. Also 15501 northbound and southbound between Manning Drive or, between NC-54, Raleigh Road, and South Columbia there at NC-86. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 37 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny this morning, cloudy in the afternoon, showers likely, a chance of snow showers this afternoon. Breezy, high today in the middle 50s, briefly, and then the temperatures will start to fall. They'll fall gradually into the low 40s by the end of the afternoon. Chance of precipitation, all in all, 60%. Now tonight, partly cloudy to start, and then clearing after midnight, colder with the lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, highs in the low 40s. That's it. Tomorrow night, clear, cold, lows in the mid-20s. Thursday, sunny, not as cool, high in the low 50s, but still cold at night with a low in the upper 20s. Sounds like Wayne Pond kind of weather. 7:52 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, 100% chance of Wayne Pond this morning.
Sitting here in the kitchen looking at Mary Donna's bird feeder, I'll tell you, Ron, it's quite a menagerie we've got outside our kitchen window.
I bet you.
Yeah, it's unlike you, these birds have flown the coop. They found what it is they're looking for, man, I'll tell you. And these guys will empty that bird feeder, I'm not kidding, in a couple of hours.
Really?
It is amazing.
And you're real diligent about keeping it full, too, huh?
She is, not you. Oh, Lord, no.
You just sit inside and watch.
If I want to see an animal, I'll open a picture in a book. Why should I walk through the kitchen window? All right, well, all this loose talk about snow and cold weather has got me on the search for an appropriate term. So here we go. Here is a dandy. The word of the day, Ron, is zastriga. Zastriga. This will make sense to all of your scientific people over there at the radio station. S-A-S-T-R-U-G-A.
S-A-S?
Pardon me, got it?
S-A-S?
S-A-S-T-R-U-G-A, Zastriga. This is a little-known, little-used, you probably won't get a winner type word. It's a noun. It's all about wave-like ridges of hard snow that are formed by the wind. So I thought you'd enjoy that. Again, apropos of all this talk that you're indulging in about chilly temperatures and snow, okay?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that kind of snow today, Wayne.
Well, let's hope not. But, you know, we'll take it to the extreme here on the word of the day.
Right.
S-A-S-T-R-U-G-A, Zastriga, a wave-like ridge of hard snow formed by the wind. Ooh, that puts you in mind of the Arctic.
That sounds cold right there, I'm telling you.
All right, pal.
All right, thanks a bunch.
You take care. Be good. Bye-bye.
Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Frank Street Realty. Well, would you call anyone else? Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:55.
97.9 FM and WCHL. This is Ron Stutz, along with Lauren Stafford. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ron. Good to be here.
Always good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
How's it going?
It's going good. Going good, you know. Had a great weekend and started off the week well. And
Had fun last night.
Yeah. Big old grand prize drawing for our NYC promotion.
The Continental Tire Big Apple and Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagrove's Insurance.
That's right.
We were down at R&R Grill.
It was great.
Had a great time.
Yeah. Our winner's going to be off with their guests in New York City to see the Tar Heels play. Well, they're playing in Connecticut.
How about you?
Me too. I know. I wish that was part of the prize package. Yeah. You must bring along Lauren Stafford from WCHL.
Yeah, that should be one of the stipulations.
It should be.
Hey, listen, another big contest coming your way soon. You never know what's going to happen here on WCHL.
Exactly. We're always giving away something. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. So listen to WCHL, go to chapelbro.com, get all the details.
Right. Something coming up for the holidays.
Yeah,
something
exactly.
Coming up in the beginning of the new year. You know, always giving away something.
You never know.
That's right.
Hey, what kind of joke you got today?
I have a Mae McClendon smile of the day kind of joke.
Oh, good. Good.
Yes.
She's always good for a
smile.
She's
always good. This one's pretty good. I liked it. I liked it. All right. A man realized he needed to purchase a hearing aid, but he felt unwilling to spend much money.
Right.
He asked the clerk, how much do they run? The salesman said, well, that depends. They run from $2 to $2,000. The man said, well, let's see the $2 model.
Oh, wow.
The clerk put the device around the man's neck and said, you just stick this button in your ear and run this little string down to your pocket, he said.
Uh-huh.
The customer asked, so how does it work? The salesman replied, well, for $2, it doesn't work. But when people see it on you, they'll talk louder.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Lee Smith has published 13 novels and 4 collections of short stories. Her latest novel, published just last month, is Guest on Earth. Lee Smith is inspiring, but says she's inspired by the students at Carolina. And now she's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Of course, I used to teach at Carolina, and lots of my friends are still there. I have other friends in graduate school and on the faculty. And
you have a love of not only the community at large, but also the university. And it really is a great place to be for you, isn't it?
It is wonderful. One thing I've always loved about North Carolina is the whole North Carolina system. The community college system has meant so much to all of us from the mountains and the small town. I taught for years at North Carolina State. What a privilege, as well as at UNC. And so I have a fondness for this entire university system. It really is a school for the people. And I love being a part of it.
Just living in our community inspires Lee Smith to be a better writer.
You have to live a kind of a solitary life to be a writer. I mean, it requires many, many hours alone in your room, but then comes a time when you're dying to talk to people who care passionately about the same things you do, and you can walk out your door and throw a rock and hit a writer, which is fantastic. You're not alone. You're one of a community of people who care passionately about reading and writing and cultural literacy, and so we're very privileged.
Well, I know that you live in Hillsboro, and Hillsboro in particular is really home to a lot of writers.
It's something in the water. There's nothing better than being in the middle of a novel. I think about Thomas Wolfe and the angel. You know, you just get to wrestle that angel every day. It's a wonderful thing. That's the thing that is so incredibly energizing about being connected with a university and a university town. The brand new intellect. I mean, Thomas Wolfe came to UNC when he was 16 years old. It's very exciting.
Lee Smith of Hillsboro, a recipient of the Academy Award in Literature from the American Academy of Arts and Letters, the North Carolina Award for Literature, and the Southern Book Critics Circle Award. And now, WCHL's Hometown Hero Award.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles at Performance Performance Auto Mall. We can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Dave Tauber, grand prize winner in the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway from WCHL, presented by Seagrove's Insurance. Dave Tauber is going to be in here next hour. It is 37 degrees right now. Maybe a little snow later today.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Here's the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals.